questions, comments, concerns, anything.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. I have a question. And I assume this is true, but the vital balance in that essential pack, does that count as one of the three for the free one?
Oh my goodness. You know, I don't know. I would say,
what are three of those?
You know, that's a fantastic question. I'm going to have to do some homework and find that out. Or Barb, maybe you could call. Thank you. That was my other announcement that I didn't write down. VB, 3 with 1. There's been some discrepancies on the vital balance. The people at order entry, if you place an order for the vital balance, they will tell you straight up that however you choose to order, whether you order it directly via the computer or a live order entry operator, or you choose to put it on auto ship, or if one of your customers orders it that's attached to your ID number, every time you order 3, you get one free 2 weeks or the following 15th of the month. The people, the nice people in the customer service department at NECN are confused. They have not been told that AutoShip is included in that, or at least as of yesterday, the emails I'm receiving, thank you, who was the last one, was from Gene, clarifying this, that, and Gene, you were the second or third person that day that actually emailed me that same question. It doesn't matter how you order it. Now, what Barb's asking on this essentials pack, does that count as one of the three? My gut tells me no, but who knows? Because that's part of a pack. It's already been discounted. I think it would be safe to say, no, we just need to get people to order 3 or to get them to understand that every time they order 3 in a calendar month, then they're going to get one free.
And yeah, I would expect it wouldn't be either, but that question's going to come up, so.
Mm-hmm. It will come up. So at this point, but so if somebody tells you at NECN, oh, no, no, the auto ship does not count. If you put the vital balance on it, that doesn't count. No, that's wrong. You couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is that it does count. It doesn't matter how you order it. It just needs to be attached to the same ID number in the same calendar month. So if you have one on your auto ship and you introduce 2 customers to it, or you order it for somebody else through your ID number, as soon as you hit 3, then you're going to get a free one the following 15th of the month. And trust me when I say that NECN's computer is very, very up to date on this. It does make some glitches here and then, but that free one will come on the 15th. You'll get an email. It's saying it's being sent, and it'll arrive a couple days later. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we get to take advantage of.
Hey, Vance.
Yes.
This is Paula.
Good morning, Paula.
Quick question. On that free one that you get, I'm curious to know if we could actually use it and have them ship it to somebody else that we're showing you interest in the product.
No. They're not going to ship it to anybody else, but we, of course, you know, can turn it around.
Okay.
I wanted to try that, but it doesn't work.
What a good idea. Don't you think that was a good idea?
It's a good idea. However, this is an automated system that is attached to our ID number. Now, if you wanted to play around, you could do this, and it would be more work than I think it's worth. But you could go in around the 10th of the month and change your shipping address.
That would just mess me up. So, anyway, yeah, for people that are out of the area where you just can't share with them directly, it would have been a nice idea just to have it, you know, mailed to them. But anyway,
It would have been putting it in a small, I don't know, actually, maybe a medium-sized priority mailbox. I don't think it'll fit in a small, if my memory serves me correctly. No, it will not fit in a small, but a medium-sized priority mailbox, it should fit, and you're looking at $10.
Okay.
You know, and they'll have it in 2 days. If they're across town, they'll have it the next day. It's overnight. So that's what we've been doing with it. And we make the same commitment as Mac and Pat did, and I mentioned this before, even with a customer. If they're willing to buy three in one go, you just tell them, yeah, we'll pass on the free one to you. Or what I've discovered is what we're doing with it is, my goal is to have at least three customers. Obviously more would be better, but every single month they're using one. And if they will do a 3-month commitment to do that, then I'll give them the free one. But it's got to be three consecutive months, because if I can get three each month, then I'm going to have a free one coming each month, and then I'll turn that around, and then when they order their fourth one, I'll give them the, or when they order their third one, I'll give them the fourth one for free, because we will have already earned it. The key is having at least three every single month attached to your ID number.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Vance?
Yes, Justine.
Yes, great call. Molly's just terrific. Question for you. If someone has well water, they still can use the waterfall, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do they have to do anything different, or?
No. Most people that have well water, they have a, I forget the term that they use for it, but they add additives to it to kill any microorganisms. That at least most of them do that I know of, and some actually add small chlorine source, so the water will be chlorinated a little bit. Some don't; they just don't do it. But that was a big issue with the Aquaphor years ago. Well, what about people with well water, because it's not been municipally treated with chlorine, and there's bacteria in there? The waterfall will take out the bad stuff. All right, that just because it's well water doesn't mean it can't it's too fine to filter through. Remember, the filter system, the carbon block filter in the waterfall, is twice as fine as the Aquaphor was. So on the Aquaphor, we had the bioceramic dome as a different pre-filter for well water, or if you were taking it camping and you were scooping water out of the lake or the river, that's what the purpose of that was for, because, with the waterfall, you don't need that, because the carbon block filter is twice as fine. So it filters down twice as well, or twice as good, or twice as gooder. There's another good American word, gooder. It filters twice as fine as what we had before. So, absolutely. And everybody that I've talked to that's on well water, that's using the waterfall, is ranting and raving about it. We have yet to have any problems whatsoever.
Sam?
Yes.
Angelique. This is Angelique.
Go ahead.
We just had a customer call me, Ken, and she asked about using the waterfall with the well water, and I told her that it had not been tested for that. And basically, they did tell her if she wanted her money back, they would give her money back.
Well, that was nice of them.
I'm surprised. But
I think if we can just be honest, show me a water testing facility, or show me a, an independent lab that has well water. They don't, unless they're going to go out to a rural countryside and find, knock on somebody's door or go to a business that has a well and say, hey, can we borrow some of your, use some of your well water to test? Now, most of these facilities are inside of a municipal city, and that's the only reason why they haven't tested them with well water. And here's the other thing to remember, too, is that main metropolitan cities around the U.S. and Canada, they all have certain standards for that water. When you get into a well water situation, every single well is going to be different, even if they're in the same municipal area, because they each are going down to a different depth. They may be tapping into different springs. Maybe they're tapping into the same spring, but it's all different. So the variety of water sources that are out there, there's too many to even consider testing it for all those. But you're right, Angelique. Neakin's waterfall has not been tested on well water because it's nearly, it would be, I mean, it could be done.
Right. Well, I'm just saying what Neakin is telling people, so I just wanted, you know, everyone else that's on the phone call to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Angelique, this is Molly Tom. The aquaphor has the dome ceramic for well water. Whoever wants the one for well water filtration, we can ask around who wants to sell the old one.
As I already stated, Molly, my firm belief is the people that I've talked to that have ordered the waterfall, that are using it, are experiencing wonderful, absolutely wonderful results.
So if a person was concerned about their well water having bacterial levels in it, I mean, shouldn't they be concerned about it if they're showering in it as well?
I would.
Ben, I don't know what Terry and I'm on a well, and I've been on wells for the past 15 years, and you need to also take, I mean, obviously Neakin shouldn't guarantee anything because of the differences between every well, but when a well is put in for a house, the water is tested, and it has to pay, I mean, obviously it can change over time, but when the well is put in, the local municipality requires that the water get tested for potability. It has to pass certain minimum standards, and aren't all of the Neakin products say, you know, you don't put non-potable water into it first, but as long as you start with what's been approved as potable water, you should be good to go. I've never had any problems with any of my well water. My current well does have some sulfur in it, but I pre-treat it to take the sulfur out. But other than that, I have, you know, the level of filtration for the Neakin filters is so wonderful that, you know, I really don't care what else is in my well water. Because I ain't touching it until it comes out of my Neakin system. But again, as long as you start with potable water, and, you know, I mean, theoretically you should get your well retested periodically also. But, you know, when the wells go in, they are tested before, you know, you get the stamp of approval.
And Terry, help people understand, wells are not cheap. Okay? You're talking several $1,000s to get a well drilled and to get the hole set up. And once it's done, it's done. But if you live in an area where there's no city water, that's what you have to do. I mean.
Right.
You contract
based on how deep you're going to have to go. And, you know, you know ahead of time how deep the wells around you are in general. And I had, you know, yeah, you pay by... My first well, we contracted for up to 250 feet, and we went over 200 feet. And, yeah, by the time the well was dug and the pump was put in and it was all pulled, it was about $6,000.
Okay.
And that was 15 years ago.
Right. And did 15 years ago, did they test it, too, to make sure it was clean and, you know, decent water?
Yes, the water had to be tested and approved as potable. Absolutely.
So there you go. So again, and if you look at the, just as a reminder, if you look at the manufacturer's book, the manual that comes with the waterfall, it says in there used for, you know, potable municipal water only. Now, is it always going to be municipal? No, but on a well, it's going to be potable so that we can drink it. But Angelique, I love your comment that if it's loaded with bacteria and a bunch of other stuff, that, yeah, they should be concerned with how they're showering under it and bathing under it. Here in the Portland area, we are told on a regular basis, downtown Portland, the Willamette River, and it is pronounced Willamette. Some people mispronounce it Willamette, and that's how we know that they're a tourist. But runs right through the middle of downtown Portland, and there are many, many times during the year that we get the warning, do not swim or do not fish or do not dip your toe in the Willamette River for the next 24 hours or the next week because of a variety of different issues. That's a water source for a lot of people. Yes.
Well, the reason why I brought that up, why I made that comment, is because at least I'm sure this happens in a lot of towns across America, that, you know, they've tested the water level and they've found something, and so they've added extra, you know, at least in our town, of chlorine. Other towns use other things to disinfect the water even higher. Well, the person was talking about, well, I'm not going to pour that water in my water unit. I'm going to buy the bottled water, and I'm going to pour that in the water unit for a little while. And then the next question I asked her, I was like, well, are you showering? You know, my friend Jerry asked the person, are you showering in the water? And she said, yes. And she says, well, are you not concerned about it getting it through your skin that way? And she just really just, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't think that water's in their skin when they shower. It's only the water that they put down, you know, they swallow. And I think that's another part of us as wellness consultants, is educating people about the importance of showering and using the shower system.
Yeah. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And for, you know, less than $100 investment in one of the two microjet shower heads, you take care of that. That's the beautiful thing.
Thank you, guys.
These are wonderful questions, comments. Thank you, guys. This is kind of the idea. This is what I like to do.
Hey, Vince, this is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, just wanted to back up a little bit to the Vital Balance auto ships.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things the other day, I was looking at doing a retail for somebody, and of course, if you have one bottle of auto ship or Vital Balance, it's the, you know, the regular price. But if you have, if you add something like the hand cream for $14 retail or $11 wholesale, that bumps it up over the $100. So virtually they're getting it for about $1.50 difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm adding that when I have somebody ordering a single, I'm suggesting to them, here, let me add this to your order for just a month. And, you're getting it for almost, for basically about $1.50, I think it is. And, gives you a chance to sample something. So you're getting a $15 product for $1.50. And,
what's that, 90% reduction?
Yeah, well, yep. So,
yeah.
Or suggesting to them, hey, why don't you get on the auto ship every other month with two bottles, and it saves you about $20 that way, because it saves you the 10% that you're now getting, plus it, you end up paying just $1 or so for the second bottle on shipping, so it saves about $8 there almost.
Mm-hmm. And that's it's a great reminder. We had a gal, she's no longer on auto ship, but she, for the longest time, was doing the exact same thing. Her auto ship was right at $92 a month. And, we added the hand cream. So I bought the hand cream from her because she didn't need that much hand cream. So every other month I bought it. I just paid her exactly what it was worth, and she ended up basically getting her other nutritionals at a 10% discount. The ideal goal is to get it up over 100 points, as Chris is saying.
Yep.
And that one canister of the Vital Balance is only 89 points. So,
the same samples come out of 10 points, but it's not quite enough to do it. But, you know, if you have somebody who's kind of falling into that with some other items, that's another one I use as a fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets them over the 10% discount, then they get the $10 hand cream or CM cream samples for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just, again, to remind everybody what Chris is saying, either the True Elements hand cream, it's the least expensive of all the True Elements skin cream, or the skin, what do you call it, skin care line. And it is a fantastic, I use it every day regularly. washing my hands as much as I wash them with a 3.5-year-old who still refuses to be potty trained. And please don't email me all the great tips that you use, because we've read them all. We're leaving it up to her, and when she's ready to not be wearing the uncomfortable diaper, Daddy tried this a couple weeks ago, and it failed miserably. After the fourth outfit change, I decided, well, it's too early. But so when she's ready, but washing my hands as much as I do every day, and they dry out pretty quickly. The True Elements hand cream is an absolutely fantastic. I've played with a lot of different hand lotions out there, and this one is by far the best. And it's very, it's a great solution for one there. Go ahead, Molly.
Adito, what do you say? I used to be Mary Kay consultant, and this one beats all the creams. I have to use it for my heel. My heel is very tough and often pierced through my nylon. So I agree with you. The hand cream, I get it regularly too on other ships.
Okay, if there's not any other questions or comments, or maybe there is.
I was just going to mention, I use the hand cream for an aftershave.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. That is too funny. There's wonderful toner and also the replenishing cream for that. That's part of the True Elements skincare line. That works absolutely fantastic for that as well. And I will tell you, once or twice a week, the exfoliating mask, and I mentioned this before, most guys would think, oh, come on, Vance, why are you using a mask? If you want to get your face clean and maintain or restore some of that youthful beauty that you should have, use the mask once or twice a week. Absolutely fantastic. And this is not one of those clay hard pack masks that, you know, dries and you look like something out of a sci-fi movie, you know. No. You don't even know it's on your face, and I've actually forgotten before and forgot to wash it off because it felt so great. But excellent product as well in that line.
Vance?
Yes.
I also use the exfoliating mask on my legs that get too dry, and it makes them really, really nice.
Interesting. Using it on your legs. And that helps to moisturize. You're talking about the exfoliating mask on your legs?
Yes, to take, because my legs get really dry, and it makes them really nice. So when I use it on my face.
How about use a brush from Oil Olay from drugstore? I bought one. So use the mask that has a gritty. And so when you use it with a brush, and you can get the upper layer of your skin off very easily. So you would always have new skin.
There's another idea. So what we're going to do here is, now that the call evolved into a True Element skincare party, we're going to have tips on how to... No, we're not. We're not.
Okay, I think your family...
We're having fun with it. I think we've run the course for today. So again, as a reminder, those of you guys who can make the webcast with Botanis in an hour and a half, that will be commencing. Thank you again, Molly. Thank you, everybody, who's given such great comments and questions. This is what this is all about, helping educate each other and sharing the solutions that we have with other people. If there's anything that I can do, please don't hesitate to call me, email me, text me, whatever is easiest for you, okay? And if you don't have my information, I'll give it out again. Everybody should have my email. Phone number, best way to reach me is area code 503-695-5683. Or if you want to pop me a text, my cell phone is area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And when I give out those numbers, I always remind people, please, please, please use your upline, okay? And if I'm not part of your upline, for example, Molly and Chris, they're not part of our organization, but they use me on a regular basis, which is fine. but use the people who are actually getting paid on you because they have vested interest in seeing you succeed. And if the ones directly above you are not active, then go above them. Because the ones that are, because of Nikan's compression system, they are getting paid on you. And especially now that we've gone through and we're now into phase 3 of the new compensation plan, it's even better for that compression as far as who's active above you and who's willing to work with you and help you and that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that because I don't want to work with you. I'm simply saying, hey, there's people above you that need to be in the loop. And even if you don't like them, you know, if their personality is not exactly fit, you're going to hear firsthand next Saturday from a gal that was way on deep underneath Mac and Pat. And they're just some, you know, life happens. And so no longer is she way on deep underneath them. She's actually second or third level to Mac and Pat. So anyhow, I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. Is I'm available to help you if I can. However, at the same time, tap into those people that are above you that want to see you succeed. They're there, trust me, and they want to help you. And that's what the whole structure is all about. So have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday and as we finish off another month and start another fresh one. All right? So take care, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.